This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. It's actually sunny here. Which but soaking wet. Do you have a little sun now?
Is it a little breakthrough, but I don't know that we're done.
Yeah. Well, it is supposed to rain later today. Is that still on your radar?
Yep.
On your Doppler radar?
Yep, late afternoon.
All right. Well,
into
every drop.
Evening.
We need it all.
Yep.
Give it to us. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the $1,000 cash stimulus on Alice. It starts tomorrow. Very exciting. 11 people are going to win $1,000 tomorrow from 7:05 till 5:05 p.m. on the every hour. You got a code word that you got to catch, and then you text it to the number that we give you, and you're in the running. The $1,000 cash stimulus on Alice. Go to radioalice.com/rules for all the info on this. But it's a big deal, man. Check for $1,000. Yes, please.
Huge.
Huge. It's huge, Bryn. So I teased you with this.
Who were those guys?
I'm still broken.
Golden.
They're called Golden?
No, it's Harry Styles, but the song's called Golden.
Oh, that's Harry Styles.
I didn't know that was Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. Dang, man.
Man,
that
he's
is
really good.
I am.
Yeah, he is really good.
That he guy is good.
Keeps on coming with the hits.
Hooked on it.
How does he do that?
Yeah. I love when Vinny sings. It just reaffirms my feeling that singing feels good and people love to sing.
Oh my God,
why
yesterday.
Why is music such a thing for us? Go ahead.
I put my kid down for a nap. She's two.
Yeah.
And she usually talks to herself for 30 minutes, which is the highlight of my day. I just sit there and listen through the
monitor,
the screen thing. Yeah. And then she started singing the Vampirella song. And
oh,
I don't know
the Vampirella song. Let's hear that.
Let me see if I can get it to play. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. where is that?
Oh, I want to hear it. Vampirella.
You don't know? Oh, Vampirina. Wait, is it Vampirina? It's Vampirina. Sorry.
Bryn, are you familiar with the Vampirina?
I'm not. No.
Okay,
Vampirina.
Okay, here we go. Barina. Let me see. Let me make sure she didn't cuss.
You have audio of her. Oh my God, that's so cute. Can you send that audio to...
That goes on and on. Wait.
Send that audio.
She's still doing it. Can you hear that?
It's awesome. It's really soft, though.
It's very soft.
Send the audio to Bryn so he can post, so he can pump it up. I that is... Why are kids so GD cute? Boy, it keeps going.
It goes and goes. I recorded it for a minute and then finally said, I give up. She's just doing the one line over and over. And that's what I listen to, like, the proudest dad in the world.
And listen, Vinny, you know, I still listen, like, the first songs that my kids ever recorded, just random audio clips. Those are your treasured memories. You're going to treasure that forever. You play that at her wedding.
Probably.
Here you are at 2 years old, singing Vampirina.
This is one of my favorite things of that day, was you singing Vampirina. Oh, I jumped up. I jumped up with my recorder, was like, oh my God, I got to record this.
That's don't forget, send it right now. Get that off.
Well, I can't right now. I want to listen to you.
Oh, just do it.
Pretend
you're Googling something and
it's
just
fine.
Do it.
Pretend you're
going to forget.
Something.
I won't forget.
Okay. Okay. Here's the story. If you're a Rolling Stones fan, brace yourself. 50 unreleased Rolling Stones tracks have suddenly appeared online. So the questions are why and how and who and what and where can I get these? And the answer for where is I'm not exactly sure. Here's the story. Over the weekend, 50 previously completely, utterly unreleased Rolling Stones songs stretching from back almost over 60 years appeared online. No one seems to really know where they came from. So there are some theories. It's a collection. It's being called, whoever they are who release this. It's called Fully Finished Studio Outtakes. And the songs are spread over three CDs. They only printed 500 of them and they're, I'm sure, already sold out at £50 a piece. So here are some of the theories about what's going on here. And by the way, Bryn looked for these this morning and you came up empty. Is that correct?
I found some stuff, but I'm not sure if it's the same stuff
right.
that so it's what the links that were on the article are all taken down.
They're all
dead. No longer available.
But once things are released, they're out there.
Somebody else usually grabs it and then saves it.
Right.
So the first theory is it was a hacker attack on some online repository of Stones material. Okay, that is possible. Second, they say this is much more likely. This was a leak of some sort by an insider. And then third, that this is a secret preemptive leak by the rights holders of these songs in an effort to extend the copyright of what were formerly unreleased bootlegs. So what? Now, there's a million. There's 50 songs that are previous. And they're some of them are versions like this one in particular. There is a version of I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. And it's Ronnie Wood and David Bowie. Before it was a Stones song.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's crazy. So there's some real nuggets here. I guess both Ronnie and Bowie were released from the final release of the song. They were erased off of it. Bowie because of some weird contractual conflicts. And I don't know why Ronnie. Some of the songs are brand new, even to if you're a veteran Stones fan. Have you heard of Hands Off, Curtis Meets Smokey, Troubles A-Coming, 20-0, Every Time I Break Her Heart? They say these are songs that have never before surfaced. 500 factory-made CDs were pressed. They were selling for £50. I don't know. I'm sure they're gone. There were only 500. There's no official response from the Stones yet. They are saying there's artwork that comes along with this. There's a few of the tracks arrived in a digital version in an unmarked paper bag overnight. And they sound great, according to the person who's actually heard them. So the links that we got in this initial story are dead. But I'm sure with some legwork, if you're a giant Stones fan, you can find them. Were you able to find, say, that old version of It's Only Rock and Roll? I'd love to hear that with Bowie
it's
on
only
it.
Rock and roll,
it sounds like they got robbed. This is their property that's being released without them being involved, right?
Right. Well, I like the thing about... because there are copyright things that expire after so long. And you know how I just don't, there has to be a reason that these came out or someone was like, listen, I want to make as much money as I can off of these before I die. I mean, some of these are 60 years old. Hmm. So I'll keep my eye on this and we'll try and find these, in the future. But I just felt like, holy cow. To think that there's a band, well, of course, right? There's a band that's pushing 60 years old. I mean, the members are pushing 80, for God's sake. And, of course, they've got unreleased stuff and demo things and different configurations of songs. So I just think it's pretty amazing. It goes, includes material with founder Brian Jones back in the 60s, tracks with Mick Taylor in the 70s, stuff recorded with Ronnie Wood. They say the audio quality is astounding. All of the songs are basically release ready. So there you go.
I came upon the Stones much later in life than I should have. I really didn't follow them or care. Mm. And now I'll listen to them. Same with Aerosmith. I never listened to Aerosmith. And more recently, I put them on because your appreciation for them. And they're good. They're really good. I don't know why I never...
They're older stuff.
Just didn't. Yeah, I don't listen to... The
loving
ones
an
you
elevator.
Love in an elevator, you can keep that
Dude
one.
Looks like a lady. No thanks.
That's for you.
Yeah. I like the 70s Aerosmith and they're raw. No more, no more. Anyway, remember yesterday I was telling you that Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have a new song together, and they were all,
yes,
"Hey Grammys, we want to. Can we? Can, I know you just announced everyone was performing, but we got this song. Can we?" And the Grammy said, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So added to the lineup for the Grammys is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Silk Sonic is the name of their project together.
Their collab.
Yeah. They did a cheeky little campaign on social media for the past few days. And they said, we want to perform at the 2021 Grammys. And now it seems that they're getting their wish. Bruno Mars put up a Twitter post that they will be performing during this year's broadcast, which is already slated to have performances by Cardi B, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Megan Thee Stallion, and I think like 10 others. I think they announced 14 people just the other day. And he included a Recording Academy announcement graphic that says, Silk Sonic reunites for one night only live at the Grammys. And the Recording Academy has confirmed the news with their own tweet. So... Silk Sonic that they revealed earlier this month with the single Leave the Door Open, which we listened to yesterday, and it's great. It's a little doo-wop throwback. It's a great little song. And Jane says we can love that. She's okay with it. Sunday, March 14th, CBS, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific is when the Grammys are airing, so mark your calendar for this weekend.
I didn't hear about from Jane on the corporate goth or...
She must still be in her coffin because I haven't heard from her yet either.
Yeah.
She usually weighs in later in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay. Mm.
Lady Gaga. Oh, here it is.
Look at Nicole.
Or
do you think he actually leaves his door open?
I think he did that night. I think that night he left the door open. I'm going to leave the door open. Well, I'm going to come over.
Yeah, I had someone who used to come by, and I finally stopped locking the door. I was like, well, of course I want you to come in
up
and do me. Duh.
Right.
So I'll just
I'm
leave
not
the door
out of bed
open.
To unlock the door.
I need you knocking and waking everybody in the house up.
I'm going to leave the door open. I got a couple things about Lady Gaga. First of all, she and Adam Driver are starring in a movie called House of Gucci, where he plays, is it Mauricio Gucci?
Ask Bryn.
Bryn would know.
I would know. Why would I know?
Because you're in high fashion.
Right. Hello?
I do not. I know nothing about that stuff. She does. She knows stuff about it, but.
So, apparently, Mauricio Gucci is the grandson of Guccio Gucci.
What?
Guccio is his grandpa, and Guccio Gucci founded Gucci. Lady Gaga plays his wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure. Her name is Patrizia Reggiani.
Oh, nice.
And
nice,
fashion mogul ex-husband Maurizio Gucci. So, House of Gucci, a sensational story of murder, madness, glamour, and greed.
Ooh.
And she put up a picture of them in costume. They look like 70s snow bunnies, kind of like at an apres ski party. It's adorable. It's adorbs.
Super cute.
Very. Thank you, Hooman. Hooman's coming on at 9, everybody. So that's what's happening. That's what she's doing, shooting. Remember, we had heard she was in Italy shooting a movie, and that was why she wasn't there when her dogs were stolen. The dog napping and shooting that happened. This is regarding Lady Gaga's French bulldogs. Are they French?
They are French bulldogs.
The littler ones. They're saying it may have been a gang initiation. They are police people. The people
police
who stole
people.
Lady Gaga. The police people. The police spokespeople. The people who stole Lady Gaga's two French bulldogs and shot her dog walker. Just shot him in the street. He's okay, turns out. I'm sure she's paying all his hospital bills. They're saying it may have been part of a gang initiation. The woman who found the dogs hasn't yet received her $500,000 reward because the cops have not cleared her.
Sources, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Is it possible this person's returned the dogs is with the people who stole the dogs?
She says she found them
tied up,
to right?
a pole, right?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Miles from where it happened. Cops said, Gaga, do not pay. Not yet. She says, I'm ready. I'm going to pay the lady, and I'm not asking any questions. They said, well, we do have a few questions, so please don't pay her. They want to determine that she had no involvement in the crime, the woman who found the dogs. Cops don't believe the woman was part of the dog napping, but they're trying to figure out if she had some involvement after the fact. Like, does she know these? They want to find these guys who shot a man and stole these dogs.
Yeah.
Just on the side of a road. So they don't know if she's involved, but they're investigating. Gaga is more than willing to pay the woman if she's cleared by the cops, says Lady Gaga. They're saying the dog napping and shooting of the dog walker may have been a gang initiation. There have been similar crimes in the L.A. area recently, and this may well have been the M.O. in the Gaga case because those dogs were nowhere near him when they shot him, they're saying. I'm not sure if he, if they'd already been taken from him and then he got shot, or if he had let go of the leashes and then they got shot, then he got shot. The dogs were to the other side of the dog nappers. They could have easily just put the dogs in the car and driven away, but they wound up shooting this guy. So the dogs are unharmed. They're safe. The case, though, is far from over.
So the way into the gang is to shoot a guy. All right.
Apparently so. So that's what's happening. In other dog news, you've probably heard about what happened. Have you heard the White House story?
I haven't.
The first rescue dog to live at the White House is a little dog named Major. He's 3 years old, and the Bidens got him, adopted him, because their older dog, Champ, they wanted to keep him young and vibrant, so they got him a pal.
Sure.
So Major is a three-year-old and is not super well socialized and has bitten someone. They're not saying exactly who, but it sounds like a member of a security team. No name has been released. Nothing that was required a hospitalization. But I guess the dog's a little out of control anyway, like charges people and it's jumping and is just a big dog. And sometimes big dogs, when you let them jump on you when they're little, they keep on jumping. What I do. So Major was adopted by Biden in November of 2018. So he's had him for several years. He must have been a puppy at the time. Got him from a Delaware animal shelter. He had what one of the people described as a biting incident with a member of what looks like White House security. The exact condition of the victim's unknown, but it was serious enough that the dogs were shipped out. I don't know if they're back, but the first stories I heard are that they were moved back to his home in Delaware. And
that makes sense. You can't have a dog biting people.
You can't.
It's
especially
just not even an option.
Right. And there are it was an unfamiliar person. Well, guess what? The White House is going to be filled with unfamiliar people. So both dogs left. And they said yesterday, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, confirmed that Major caused an injury. It was treated at the White House. It didn't require a hospitalization, so I assume no stitches, et cetera.
It's one of the weirdest forms of denial that dog owners seem to have, and it's unfortunately, it feels, pardon me, it feels universal. As I used to go to all these dog parks with my dog, and the people with these aggressive dogs would always be shocked. My dog never does it. Really? Because your dog seemed pretty comfortable attacking this other dog. Like, how is it you don't know? And why are you bringing a dog that attacks other dogs or other people to a place where you're letting them off leash and allowing them to do that? It just seems like a weird form of denial, or they just don't want to be jettisoned from the public view or display or whatever, or places. They just feel like, well, so he or she will get it right this time. So even though they never get it right, I don't know what it is, but
yeah, I've been hiking. I remember one time specifically, it scared the living out of me. This dog comes bombing down, like off leash, not on a dog path. This is on a regular hiking trail. Dog comes bombing around a corner at me and followed by the owner and far away. And they're like, don't worry, she's friendly. Meanwhile, this dog is bombing at me with like rough rays, and I'm a stray. I'm like, I'm freaking out. And they say, don't freak out, because then the dog smells your fear or whatever.
Right.
It was so, I mean, and thank goodness nothing happened, but it was it scared the hell out of me. Like, I'm sorry, but there's a leash law for a reason. Not everyone loves your dog. Not everyone loves them. And I don't want them pooping in my yard, and I don't want them jumping on me. I don't know your dog.
Well, the greater concern, and that's what we're talking about here, are the dogs that are so aggressive, and
right.
yet still the owners are... they're not
oblivious.
Oh, they
never do this.
I know they've seen it a million times. Right. You can tell they've seen it a million times, but they just don't want to be in penalty.
No.
Oh, I need to go to the dog park, so everyone has to deal with my dog. Sorry.
Right.
Nah.
They should have a good dog park and a bad dog park, and your dog should have to go through a test to decide
which
one.
Let the bad dogs rumble if that's what
they're
into.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good.
You want to rumble?
Go rumble
over
there.
Go lose your eye over there.
Lose your eye.
Whatever. I don't know. Dogs, God, they're all teeth coming at you. They're like land sharks.
Uh-huh.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Land sharks. Well, very well done.
Thank you.
The people working from home have decided maybe we should work from...
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.